We've all seen old-time pictures of mule trains packing supplies to some remote location. However, Stu Sorensen will tell you those are not always pictures from the past, but from the present as well. In fact, he's led many a mule train packing things as unusual as cement mixers and outhouses. His story is this edition of the American Countryside, and is brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. Founded by farmers nearly a century ago, they're committed to keeping us safe and protected. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. That's why we created short videos to help address those important topics. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where they'll help you see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Stu Sorensen can tell you a lot about Columbia Falls, Montana, and the past and present of this area around Glacier National Park.
I worked for Glacier Park for 11 years and made 8,000 miles of trails.
When Stu says he made the trails, he's referring to the process of keeping up those trails, a job in many areas requiring use of pack mules to haul supplies to reach the many areas far from roads. In the early days, he says there was a herd of 1,000 horses at Glacier National Park to pack the visitors.
They came in on the train and they got on horses and they had chalets and camps all through the park, day apart.
Most of those trails from a century ago are still in use today. And in Stu's career, he's seen all the miles of those trails multiple times. I ask him what was the most difficult thing to pack on his mules to repair the trails.
Oh, cement mixers were tough because the bull was cast iron. And I put the bull on one side and the motor and the frame on the other side of the mule.
Besides the cement mixer, there was another interesting item he hauled deep into the park.
Yeah, I packed 2 prefab auto houses at the Granite Park Chalet one time. The walls were 4x8 and 4x4, the roof was 5x5.
Those prefab outhouses helped overcome a persistent problem involving Glacier's winter weather.
And the avalanches would take the outhouses off every winter and fall into the bottom of the mountain. So they decided to build them prefab in the carpenter shop. And every year, spring, they put them up, and every fall, they take them down so that they didn't have to rebuild new ones every year.
And the most dangerous cargo? Well, that's easy. It was dynamite. We'll talk about that next time as we travel the countryside, Columbia Falls, Montana. I'm Andrew McRae.